Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the boys. This week we have a fantastic episode on Minecraft YouTuber Bedwar Specialist Purpled.
Guys, I'm freaking out. I've never talked to a girl before. Everyone take notes. If you want to impress a girl, do not kill her.
So, thanks to a fan suggestion, I have decided to do Purpled this week, which is actually a really fun one for me to do. So Purpled is a Minecraft YouTuber and streamer who is very popular. He has 1.03 million subscribers on YouTube and 815,000 followers on Twitch. So again, he's doing pretty well. Also, again, he's another 17-year-old who is 100,000 times more successful than me, so he's got that going for him. But he seems to make really great content that's really funny, and he seems genuinely like a really nice guy. But let's get into his content. So, Purpled does a lot of great things, but he is a Minecraft YouTuber, but not in the way like a lot of the ones we've done before. A lot of the Minecraft YouTubers that we have gone over, with the exception of kind of Dream, have all been on, done SMP stuff, or, you know, just general Minecraft stuff within normal Minecraft. Because even Dream does speed runs, but it's in within the normal game. And his Hunter videos are within the normal game. And Tommy, who does mod packs, I mean, although those do alter the game in ways, they are within the base normal game. Now, Purpled actually does Bed Wars. That's pretty much all he does. His most recent video is a Roblox video. But with that exception, almost everything else is Bed Wars, and they all do very well. So, for those who don't know, Bed Wars is like a separate mini game of sorts on Minecraft.
It's located on the Hypixel server,
where basically it's kind of a PvP battle where you have to like collect different stuff, and then you can get weapons and stuff. But the whole kind of gimmick of it is if you have this bed at your home base, and if that bed is destroyed, then you can't respawn. So you have to build like protections around it and kind of linger near your base, even though you're battling other players. And now your goal as a player is to destroy other people's beds so they can't respawn and then kill him. Purpled seems to be very, very good at this game. I don't know how he ranks compared to a full-on Sweat. I've only really seen him in average games, and he does very well there. I watched one video where he played against someone who was good, and he did get in a few wins, so I do think he can hold his own. He is very good at Bed Wars. So basically, like I said, his only content is Minecraft, pretty much, and a lot of it, majority, is Bed Wars. So the very cool thing about that, this is on his YouTube, by the way, is like I said before, kind of with Tommy, is you have a formula. You know generally it's going to be Bed Wars, and you know what you're going to get with Bed Wars. I actually think that Bed Wars is a fantastic minigame mode to watch, because you kind of get action every time. It is very quick, and unlike a Battle Royale type game, or just maybe on the SMP, content has to come, because you are going to end up fighting people. That's the nature of the game. It's quick, fast-paced. You were going to fight people, but it's still Minecraft. It is still within the medium that people know, but it is quick and fast-paced and guaranteed to bring out content. And it is relatively easy to understand. There are some things, like once you get the general concept of the game, I think it's easy to catch on. You may be a bit confused at first if you've only watched general Minecraft or SMP stuff, but after that initial confusion, I think you will be able to fall right along into like watching them. And yeah, they are very good. He seems to be good at it. He has some really fun plays and some tense moments, and it's really enjoyable to watch. Now, what makes the videos actually good? Now, similar to how I was talking about with Tommy, Purpled seems very good at surrounding himself with a rotating cast of characters. He has that base that I talked about, if you haven't listened to. I did a podcast on Tommy in the last episode, and I talked about how if you have a base, kind of base content that people know what they're getting, but then you change the cast of characters or other small attributes about the video, it'll keep people entertained, but they'll also get what they're expecting. So it's a very difficult balance to have, but if you do get it, it is fantastic. And Purple does a good job that he keeps Bed Wars, but he is rotates the cast of characters. His most popular videos, and some that are very good, is when he has done videos with the Dream Team.
Purple, like, dreams about Bed Wars.
I don't even play this game that much. Not anymore.
He wakes up and, like, sweats. Like, his bed just got broken.
I wake up in a cold sweat that my bed got broken. I have nightmares that I lost in Bed Wars.
This is Purple's strat. Like, you just, like, milk all the spawners around you. And then, he won't be able to do it. He won't be able to do it this game because there's not, like, teams.
Yeah, that's partially why I picked this in Seth.
Okay. He goes
around, like, to the base with nobody and gets all their loot and then just comes and, like, destroys.
What's stopping you from
doing
that?
Diamond.
Yeah, Dream. Because
I don't know the maps. I don't know what to do.
Sapnap, I swear.
Target himself.
So, the Dream Team. We are very familiar with the Dream SMP and the Dream Team. It is Dream, Sapnap, and George Nat Found. And he has two separate videos again with them. Both he did 6 months ago. And one of them is when he fought the Dream Team. And the other was teaching the Dream Team Bed Wars. Now, this is kind of good because the Dream Team actually has to be taught Bed Wars, because Dream, Snapnap, and George are all very loved creators. So the difficult thing generally about bringing a beloved creator and collabing with them if you're smaller.
I'm not trying to call Purple the small channel. I'm saying that he is smaller than Dream, which to be honest most people are.
Is they may overtake you. They may steal the show. Now, this is not exactly your fault because, you know, you're doing your best. The creator's doing the best. But they are just so well known that they kind of take over and maybe take more commentary than you. And you can kind of get pushed out of your own video. But what Purple does here is he brings these three content creators into his element. He is good at Bed Wars, and even though Dream is good at PvP, like really good at PvP, and the others are great at Minecraft as well, with Purple, he only basically exclusively plays Bed Wars, so he is like far better than them, so he does have an upper hand in that sense. Like, he has an upper hand that he knows what he is doing more than them, so they can't really push him out of the video accidentally. I'm not saying that any of them would intend to do it, but sometimes that's just kind of, if you're like a personality, you can kind of take over a bit too much. And because he's so good at Bed Wars and so in his element, when he brings other people into the videos, you can still tell that it's a Purpled video, which is a very nice distinction. He is making it clear that, oh, these are some cool people, but the video is good because it's Purpled video. It's not because Dream is being funny, it's because they're playing Bed Wars with Purpled. Which he's almost branded himself around Bed Wars, and by bringing people who don't normally play it into it, he's done a very great job of that association. Now, he's also done this with, like, singularly Sapnap and Niachu, and then a few other people. I can go into mention, but those are the well-known names. He also recently did a collab with Tommy, which was funny because he mentioned in the video that one of his like earliest collabs was with Tommy when both Purpled and Tommy were small, because Tommy also used to do modes like Bed Wars and all of that.
One of my first ever collabs, man, we did it when you had 5k and I had 1k. That's mad.
I was such a big fan of you back then.
Really?
From February 1st, 2019.
Let's do this. Are you rushing or am I rushing?
I don't know. Do you want to rush? I'm bad at the game. We are here with Purpled. Oh, you're in the item shop. Why are you there?
I don't know.
You're on both of them.
That's crazy, isn't it? What are the odds?
You're going to see some of the speed bridging.
Yeah, let's go.
Speed bridging.
Go for it.
Oh my god, I'm a god. Why am I not 1,000 star? Gamerboy 80, get on my level, man. Oh my god.
So, he's very good at doing those collabs, but keeping them in his element, as I just mentioned. His most recent video, he also has a change of cast of characters. And even though it's in Roblox, he still is able to kind of be very funny in that. What was interesting is that the guy, the Chug Jug song guy, was there.
We got a number one victory royale. Yeah, Fortnite, we bout to get down.
Get down.
10 kills on the board right now. Just wiped out Tomato Town. My friend has gone down. I revived him, now we're heading southbound. Now we're in the Pleasant Park streets. Look at the map, go to the marked sheet. Take me to your Xbox to play Fortnite today.
So it was weird to see him in actual content. I never thought I would run into him on another side of the internet, but apparently I did. But moving on, some more examples of like what he does outside of collabs to change up Bed Wars is he's done proximity chat. So he's in a call with his teammates, but if they get far away, you can hear them less. How many Bed Wars games can I win in a row? Bed Wars players versus two tryhards. Loud Bed Wars. All of that. Those are really good. I think he does a very good job at that. Changing it up just a bit, but keeping similar form content. But at the same time, the Bed Wars games are different. You're going to run into different situations and have different people. So it is not as repetitive as you may think. I'm sure it could get boring after a while, but I think it seems like, at least to me, that he's still having fun with it. So I think that if the creator's still having fun with it, you feel that. Once the creator starts to get bored of, playing this game mode over and over, then you feel it. I do not think Purple has gotten to that point yet, and I don't know if he will or if he just loves Bed Wars that much that he could just play it again and again and again. But for now, it seems like Bed Wars will stay for a while. He does have one video on the Dream SMP, and he's played on there before. And I actually really enjoyed that one, because a lot of times I get, at least in my research, I've gotten a very filtered view of the Dream SMP. I have only seen it through the perspective of, Tommy, Tubbo, Wilbur, Technoblade, Filza. And a lot of them are very central to the plot line, so I kind of was able to see a side where it was Ponk, Purpled, Ant Frost, and Jack Manifold. But this was kind of 5 months ago, so Jack has blown up a lot recently. But this was 5 months ago, so he's a little smaller then. And it was like this little kind of conflict that was outside the bubble of all this lore, and it was almost really fun to see because it was comfortable in a way. You got a new perspective onto the SMP. And I did enjoy that video a lot. I think that was funny. And it was great to get a different conflict other than the normal players. And I really enjoyed that.
And just like that, the contract is written.
Forgery right there. That is forgery. Cover that up.
Just like that. Oh boy. 96 iron blocks, 4 business days. You have, being generous, we'll give you till Monday. We'll give you a full week.
Purple, you know forgery is like a federal crime, right?
Do they have a sign for that? You have a very loose understanding of how this server works. I am such a veteran on this server.
Hey, Purple.
Yo.
If you could cast your eyes.
Was this written before or after the forgery was committed?
It was before.
No.
Continuing on, I think, what Purple has to do better? That is a bit of a difficult one. I think that what he needs to do better is, the tough thing to say is, Bed Wars is very entertaining. And generally, I think it's going to do well, repetitively. But I don't know if it has the potential to go viral. Because at the same time that Bed Wars can prop up doing this amazing content, unless you bring these dream, I meant dream in the sense, not of the creator, but of the word, but I guess it goes both ways. If you bring these dream collabs in, that's going to elevate Purple and his content and everything. But it also constricts in a way, because you can only do things that are within the space of that game mode if you continue to play that. So there are only so many crazy plays you can have and all of that. I'll be interested to see if he will start branching out into more stuff. Like I said, his most recent video was a Roblox one. I think that his personality is good enough to carry through. One thing that I didn't mention that is pretty good is he's done some commentary videos. Most recently, a week ago, he was talking about, you know, the development of his YouTube channel. That is a really good one if you want to go check it out. It's called How Everyone Found My YouTube Channel. And he was talking, you know, while Bed Wars is playing in the background, his footage. But it is a really good video explaining, kind of, he goes into detail about how, like, pretty much what it was like growing that fast, which you don't hear much. So, really good. Go check that one out. And he's done some more, and his personality seems nice enough, genuine enough, that I think he will succeed if he eventually moves outside of Bed Wars. I think just he has to decide on a direction. It is very hard, I think, at this point for a creator like this to think, okay, how can I go up? That is the difficult question that a lot of YouTubers face and a lot of creators face in general. And I think that eventually, I don't know if he has to answer that now, but that is eventually going to come, like I said, when he loses interest in playing Bed Wars for the 16,000th time. Now, he's also, it sounds like, in regular high school, so he's going to have a lot of things going on. But, yeah, I think that's going to pretty much decide, like, what can I do with my personality, with the brand I built up? How do I get more viral? How do I get more views? And that is a difficult question to have with yourself. And I don't know exactly how he can do that. I would think the only thing I could think is kind of leveling up the types of content you do. So maybe one, he plays with the Dream Team. Now, how interesting would it be if he set up a little Bed Wars tournament, kind of like an MCC championship type of thing, where he made all these like different powerful teams and like balanced them all, and he had this big competition? I think you can only start moving into bigger and better things to elevate, but those are harder planned. So it's not really feedback as more of an interest and possibility for the future. It could be an obstacle in the future that he should, if he thinks about now, it can be easily overcome, easily jumped. But if I was him, I would just be like thinking, okay, I got a good thing going. How do I not be stagnant? And that was probably my review of Purple. I really enjoyed his content. Like, I just think that, like, when I explained that he is the base and that he has the little changes, other than that, he is a solid YouTube channel. Go check him out. He's great. I didn't get a chance to see him stream, which really sucks, but I would love to. It looks like he was playing a bit of Spore, which is a classic game. So maybe he does change it up more on his Twitch, if you want to see him play different games. I'm seeing in his recently streamed categories, he has Minecraft, Fortnite, Spore, Subnautica, Fall Guys, Starbound. So yeah, it does look like he changes it up there. So if you want some variation, that might not be a bad place to go. So maybe even now, me realizing that he changes up on a stream, that the Bed Wars will last in his YouTube because he has those breaks in his Twitch. But go check it out. He's really cool. But thank you guys so much for all the support that you have been giving the podcast recently. I have been so happy to receive all your amazing suggestions. As you see, we have made some great episodes like we did today, and I hope to continue to make a lot of other cool ones. There have been some very good creators, and hopefully I am starting to move into my summer so I can make some longer, do some double episodes with all these suggestions coming in. I'll continue to try to get a guest on. It's been a battle, but I'll continue to send emails out and try to get someone on. For the reviews, I've been receiving a lot of new reviews, and all of them are super nice and have some great suggestions. I now have a queue of suggestions, so if I don't get to yours immediately, it could still be coming. I would like to thank Lucy for the review and the suggestions. I would like to thank Nautilus Gamer for the review and the suggestions. And I would also just like to thank FGGSDUJBV for the very nice review saying you've been listening since episode 5. I really appreciate all of them. Quick interruption from actual Mac and not the text-to-speech. Basically, I was going over my Apple Podcasts Connect, and I realized that on like my regular app, when I check, the reviews from other countries don't show. So the only ones that have been missing I've found are from the United Kingdom. But I if you're from another country and left one, if I didn't see it, I really apologize. I don't know if you guys still listen, but I'd like to shout out Freena and Isaac Swan Schoolian also for leaving some 5-star reviews. I really apologize for not seeing them before. Apple's kind of stupid for that. But thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. I'm going to continue working very hard and answering my own question of how I'm going to elevate this podcast. Thank you guys so much. I'll see you next week.